Well, I suppose with Parkrun, we have a global mission to create a happier and a healthier planet for all people, and that is part of our mission here in Ireland as well. So collaborating with the HSE on this campaign seemed like a bit of a no-brainer. I suppose including people and being inclusive of all to Parkrun is one of our main priorities, and that includes obviously people with dementia as well. It's very important for us to ensure that, you know, all Parkrun events are made inclusive for people with living with dementia, but also it's quite important for our event teams, who are primarily made up of volunteers, to be able to, you know, work with people with dementia and be able to make their Parkrun events dementia-friendly as much as possible, and that's what this manual is all about.
And what specific steps have you taken in the Sligo and Leitrim Parkruns to implement the dementia-friendly manual?
Yeah, so I suppose with this manual itself, it's available for all Parkrun events across the country. So we really are, you know, reaching out to our event teams, letting them know that it's there and it's available for them to use, and that, you know, is available for all Parkrun events. So the steps, I suppose, involved in the manual, within the manual itself, is how, you know, some Parkrun events might be able to adapt certain features or certain things about their events to make it more dementia-friendly. So some event steps might be, you know, to include a volunteer role that, you know, involves a person that might be able to specifically walk with the person with dementia who's attending the event. We also might implement some dementia-friendly elements, such as creating, so basically at our Parkrun events, the run director would have a run briefing. Sometimes, you know, people with dementia or other people with disabilities might find that a bit overwhelming, or, you know, sometimes a bit loud if there's a large group gathering. So we would ask events maybe to have one specific volunteer there to just speak in a small kind of more quieter place for these people and do the run briefing there with them. Obviously, for some events as well, it depends on the course, and some courses are a lot tougher than others, depends on the terrain and things like that. So if there's a way that the course can be adapted for people living with dementia, you know, we would ask them to implement something like that. But it's also important for people with dementia and their carers to be aware that not every parkrun might not be suitable for people, and again, depending on their needs and their ability as well, if they're able to walk on certain terrains or run on certain terrains. But it's also important as well for people living with dementia and their carers to remember that it's not always about running or walking a parkrun. It's mainly about the social element of it. So we would encourage people to volunteer, or just simply to go to the Parkrun event teams and meet with them for their coffee afterwards. It's just as important, that social element, as it is that physical activity element. So we promote both on an equal basis.
And what advice would you give to a person living with a dementia or a carer who might feel nervous about joining for the first time but would love to get involved?
I would advise them to reach out to their event team. We have an event page for each and every Parkrun event all across the country, and we have email addresses there to reach out to them. All of our events also have Facebook pages as well, so they're very accessible to reach out to and to contact the team. And just basically ask them, you know, what does it involve? Give, you know, our event teams are well capable of giving people a brief as to what they can expect essentially on the morning, as, you know, for someone new attending a parkrun, they just might not know what to expect, and that might put them off initially. So just reach out to the event team, ask advice as to, you know, what best course of action might be for them to take. Basically ask them, you know, do they think that their course would be suitable for them, whatever their abilities might be. And, you know, we just tell them, attend in the morning. You don't need to run or walk or even volunteer on your first occasion there. Just go up, see what it's all about, have a chat with a few of the people around. You know, all forms of participation, we see running, walking, volunteering and spectating as all equal forms. So just go up, have a chat with the team. As we said, go for the coffee afterwards if you feel comfortable, and just get a feel for what it's really about. As we said, The coffee afterwards is just as important as the parkrun event itself. So yeah, just go up, get a feel for it. But as I said, if you're nervous, first of all, just reach out to the team and they'll be very happy to speak to anyone who might be thinking about attending.